Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell, and this is the first episode of Season 4. If you haven't been keeping up, Season 3 was our pandemic season, where, through a desperate need to talk about anything else, we switched formats to reviewing movies with magic wishes. We watched 31 movies of wildly varying genres, and honestly, quality. But now we're back to the original format. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that, knowing the wish's cost, it'd be a tough call if you'd take that wish or not. This week, we're starting off with a fun wish inspired by the only blockbuster films that still exist. I wish I was an Avenger. I'm joined by Claire Blackwood and Ryan Hughes to discuss being heroes. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me today, we have Ryan Hughes.
Hello.
And Claire Blackwood.
Hi.
And the wish we're going to break down this time is I Wish I Was an Avenger. Let's be specific. We'll do the Marvel Avenger, not the Avengers that are like gadget-wielding British people.
Okay, the other ones. So my whole Mrs. Peel thing just isn't going to happen. Okay, fine. That's fine.
He's not mad at all.
Not mad. Oh, sorry. Sorry I misled you.
I wanted a cane sword.
I'm not ruling out cane swords specifically. Let's be clear on that.
That's true. A cane sword could show up in the MCU. It's
there's not still lots of imagination space to work in within this.
Excellent.
But yeah, so part of the Marvel Avengers, something that everyone knows quite a bit about. I think most of us on some level want to be part of that team. But let's talk a little bit about ourselves. What is your experience with Marvel and the Avengers?
I can say I very recently went through the entire MCU in release order. Before about a month or two ago, I had seen first Iron Man, part of the second Iron Man, and like the first Guardians, and that was it. And then over a month or so, I just mainlined them all.
And do you feel like you OD'd, or do you feel like that sweet, sweet heroin straight to your vein was a good experience?
You know, they're well-made blockbuster superhero type of movie. Some of them are better than others. You know, they were kind of like doing like a big season of television at the theaters, and you know, like any television show, some episodes are better than others, but like overall pretty good.
Very ambitious project for sure. I very much enjoy Marvel. I think it's weird, the experience of watching it all the first time in row, because there's so such an experience of like gearing up for it. Like, I can't wait for the next one. And there's like three a year, which is normally kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I make an occasion of each of them.
That is
like a
true.
Seasonal experience.
I literally was like bashing through them like, like two a night if I could manage, just to get it done with.
What about you, Claire?
I have seen, actually Ryan's got me beat on this. I have seen everyone except for Guardians 2 and the Hulk. But I've seen the ones that I've seen a lot. Like I've watched Civil War a bunch. I've watched Infinity War and Endgame a bunch. I've seen Thor Ragnarok approximately 2 billion times because it is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it was made for me. So, I have a lot of love for the Marvel movies. Like Ryan said, some of them are better than the others. I honestly, truly do not remember the plots of Iron Man 2 or 3. And I have no desire to watch them again, but like there's never been a Marvel movie where I've like, that sucked, you know? They're popcorn blockbusters. So
by your own admission, you haven't seen Hulk yet. So
that's fair.
I don't even remember hating at the time.
That streak. You know what? It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's sort of very, very different.
Yes.
Kind of,
yeah.
Well, it's Ang
like
Lee.
The second one.
Isn't it Ang Lee directed it?
No,
oh, wait.
No.
I think you might be thinking of the. There's two Hulks.
Oh.
There's one that was really bad.
Ang Lee.
And there was one right after Iron Man where it's like, it's not that bad, but it didn't work. So they just kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
Right. Was it the one with Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Edward Norton was the MCU Hulk. Ang Lee was the Eric Bana Hulk.
Right. Yeah. So I love Ed Norton, but like I have such love for Mark Ruffalo. And I think he's just so perfect. So
yeah.
I might watch it. I might not, but, but yeah, so
like, it's not terrible. It's, you know, but it's just, I mean, they didn't really know what an MCU movie was going to be at that point.
Right.
It's like the second of them.
Right.
It's also the one that's least connected. It has the most things of like, and then we just kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, that never comes up again.
It feels a little tonally out of place, although there would have been no way to know that at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I've seen a lot of Marvel movies a lot, and then I've missed two. But hopefully that won't impede my ability to become an Avenger.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that is a requirement. Something I'm going to stress for the audience is that looking at the Avengers, we say we get to become a member of the Avengers, but not all the Avengers have superpowers. So having some sort of superpowers also not a requirement to joining the Avengers. So I don't think this wish automatically gives you any sort of powers you do not currently have.
Damn it.
Now, Stark will probably give you some gadgets. I'm going to say you're probably going to get some gadgets
sure.
out of this.
Yes. Sure. Excellent.
But don't think just because you got the membership card that you also comes with like super strength or flying or anything like that.
I'm out. Goodbye.
Oh, out?
This is a nice podcast while I was on it.
I still want to be part of the team. I still think
I
would like to be there. Yeah.
So would I.
Even if I get like a trainee version of an Iron Man armor, it's like, you know, it only has like safety weapons, like a ballistic gel or something that I can spray on people for safety. They're worried about giving me any guns. I still think I could be a valuable member of the team, and I'd be happy to be there.
There we go.
You just spraying ballistic gel on people?
just to like slow him down and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna slow this guy.
What is your hero name? Like the Accumulator?
Goop. They'll probably just call Goop me Goopy. Yeah, call me Goopy.
Sticky Boy.
Goopy. Yeah, let's not overthink this. Let's go. I don't right like to Sticky Goopy. Boy.
Don't love that. they say it lovingly. They know I'm part of the team.
The great Gooper.
Oh, actually, you know what? Okay, I think I figured out what my role on the team would also be. So, yeah, sometimes I goop someone up so they'll stop them from escaping. But also, sure. My main job is I have all my, like, gel, and I just run around underneath the Avengers catching anyone who would fall to their death and putting down some goop so that they're not killing anyone. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have super strength, Maddox. How are you catching Avengers as they fall?
I'm not catching anyone.
Oh.
I'm spraying goop on the ground to like break their fall.
Oh, I see. Got it.
I got my goop back. Like Sokovia goes down, but I'm gooping up all around. So no one falling off that building.
Right.
That city.
Stark is plummeting from space. And you just extrude a cushion underneath him.
Yeah. There you are, Mrs. Stark. Nice soft landing for you, sir.
Aw, that's Peter Parker voice. I don't know what my Avenger... I feel like I would be moral support. I would be like the moral support Avenger. I feel like I would like... I would basically be the... Okay, if anybody's watched The Witcher, I would be the... is it Jaskier?
Jaskier, yeah.
Jaskier of it, where I would just like sing songs about their exploits as they're going along.
You're the Avengers minstrel?
I would be the bard. I would be the bard of the group. They would bring me along to keep spirits up. That would be my special power.
Okay, do you think you could cover the wide variety of genres that I think the Avengers would require?
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Because Iron Man's going classic rock.
Yeah.
But then we've got Thor who's going to be going full on minstrel stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What type of music do you think the other Avengers are into that you can play for them?
I feel like Hulk is into smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz feels okay, right for the Hulk, yeah.
What about Banner?
I feel like smooth jazz. Just because he always wants to be calm.
Banner is smooth jazz, and then Hulk is like metal or something.
Yeah.
First thing after transformation, turn the dial. Yeah,
and Captain America is clearly like 1940s war songs, like you know, mm-hmm. Patriotic, yada yada yada. Black Widow is probably like cool girl punk.
Oh yeah, that feels right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a Pussy Riot EP or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And Bucky is clearly Evanescence. so I got that covered. Yes.
That feels so right.
Oh, yes.
That does feel right.
Oh yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And again, he was frozen for time, yeah. So like he came out, and it's like the first song he hears, and he's like, "This should have been around in the 1940s."
Yeah, he hears "Bring Me to Life," and he's like, "Oh yes."
Yes.
A little on the nose, but I'll roll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I mean, I would basically just be a human jukebox, but I would sing songs about their exploits.
Minstrel / DJ. I think that could be very good. Yeah. I think that could be very helpful for the team for now.
Because I certainly can't fight. So, like, I have noodle arms.
We just have to find our value on the team. That's
exactly.
Yeah, I don't think we have to fight.
Exactly. Ryan, right, Ryan, what would you do?
Bait.
Bait.
That would be my superhero name, just Bait. and so I would be the hero. I would basically be like a militarized, not militarized, but like a Stark Industries version of essentially Jimmy Olsen or something like that's a Superman thing. That's a different universe.
But
like I would be sort of like the sort of kind of like annoying, like, but everyone kind of likes him and like just annoying enough that like, it, you know, any of the baddies will just like him. Let's take him.
Right.
They seem
you're well enough liked that they know that they can always go for you, which makes you.
They seem to like him well enough. that I might get to kill him and everybody wins. Yes.
Right.
So bait would, and my superpower would just be my superpower or my skill, I guess, you know, would be just be immensely takeable. Well, Liam,
what I was thinking would be funded would be like the gadget Stark might give you would be like a really a harness and a ripcord that you can just press a button to like get pulled away at the last minute.
A harness and a ripcord, or just like tracking. All I have is tracking stuff. It's just like,
yeah, unless the GPS is in you.
My suit's just an enormous locator.
With like a target on the back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think we've all found a niche use that will make us very useful to the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. Goop man, the right? Bard, and Bait.
Right. And then here's the thing, right? And then in that case, then, you know, even some of the underpowered Avengers like Black Widow and Hawkeye, they don't have to worry so much. Hawkeye's family's going to be okay, right? Pepper Potts is going to love me, man. She could just kick back.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to be in the same room as those people ever. Like,
yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, no. I'm fully, there are certain parties I just cannot come to because there are people there that they actually wouldn't want to lose.
Yeah. You're the designated kidnappee, so you can't be like exactly near any of the other kidnappees at any time.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Doesn't make any sense otherwise.
They could take us all at once. Oh, I think that's great.
They'd leave me. They're just like, she's not worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's my second superpower.
I know she's an Avenger and we're supposed to kill her, but I don't see the point.
Yeah, and her singing, so nice.
It's actually quite nice, yeah.
Yeah.
They like make requests as they try to kill the other Avengers. Like
exactly.
The Avengers Bard.
Okay, so I think we've all found our uses. I think we all agree that this would be fun, right? Even our weird jobs, all very fun. So let's see. Can we come up with an ironic cost for this? You get to be an Avenger in whatever capacity you can be. But what is the downside to joining the Avengers?
It could be like you're an Avenger, but because everybody knows who you are, you can never, ever, like, see your family or friends.
Okay, so you just can't return to your old life because of...
Yes.
Kind of the Peter Parker argument of, like, anyone I'm close to is other Bait.
Yeah, target.
And, for example, Ryan is already Bait. He can't be near anyone else. But same with Goop and Bard. They also still just can't visit their old families or any of their old loved ones because they're risking putting them in danger.
Hang on. I don't know if we should have a superhero named Goop if we also have Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Playing one of the other characters. That could get confusing.
I'm Goopy. Is it fine if I just put the Y on it?
I guess Goopy is all right, yes.
I mean, I'm sure she'd be fine with it because she'd think it'd be branding or something. And I'm clearly undercutting all of her products, being like, no. No, they're all bullshit. I don't trust them. I don't trust her.
Yep.
You could call yourself.
But I will break your fall.
The Jade Egg.
I'm not calling myself the Jade Egg.
But the Jade Egg sounds pretty dope, though. It sounds like an actual human, hero.
It doesn't sound that bad of a name. It sounds more like a kung fu fighter, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a martial arts film type thing. Yeah.
So that would be my twist, is that like you get to become an Avenger, but you can never see, like, you have to abandon your family and friends while you're an Avenger, you know?
Right. So as long as you have members, so you're saying you could quit?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can quit the Avengers though, right?
Can you not quit the Avengers? Okay.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye tried and they kept pulling him back in, kind of like mafia style.
That's true. I feel like never being able to see your family and friends again, I think that's too harsh though. So I feel like you'd need the caveat of like you could leave.
Maybe it's more of it's not like you can't see them, but you know it's a danger.
Right. Like, yes, you know that you're putting them in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you can make, if you take the time, you make a really safe visit, there's always a chance it'll be okay that you visit your family. You can still call them and stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to know that they are in danger if they're near you.
Yes.
So you have to take extra precautions to visit your family and stuff.
Yeah. God, it's like the last year and a half. Ugh.
Yeah, but instead of just a disease, it's space aliens attack.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's not bad. That's not a bad start for
to start.
Yeah, Ryan, you got anything on you?
I'm wondering if it's like, okay, here it is. Yeah, so you're an Avenger, and so, you know, you have a certain sort of stature, and, like, you know, the Avengers have a lot of fans, you know, the Avengers, you know, everybody sort of, like, knows who the Avengers are, and they all have their favorites, and there are even, like, different camps that like different fans, and I think you're the Avenger, but your fans are the fucking worst.
Oh.
Like, and I don't mean, like, the most losery ones. I mean, they're the most toxic, gatekeeping bullshit fans.
Oh, that's, yeah. Like, for some reason, you don't understand it, but, like, a lot of racists are fans of you for some reason.
Yeah,
like,
all of your
fans wear a trilby. Like, it's just...
And, like, none of it makes sense to you, and you don't understand why.
Yeah, no,
it's like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense in it. But, you know, it's like, yeah, they're just the kind of fans that are just like, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like,
they're all white dudes. They're all angry white dudes.
We're getting a little meta here, but I think you know what I'm saying.
I don't think they have to be white dudes, but they have white dude vibe, even if they aren't.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
So you have just the worst fans. So, like, and you yourself, like, you're fine. You're, you know, you're a good Avenger in as much as, like, you serve your role in the team, even if it is just bait. and that's important. But, but for some reason, your fans are just the most awful fans. They're the fans that give Avengers fans a bad name.
I think the worst part of that would be when they get brought on as, like, a talking head on the news to, like, as an expert on me. To explain why I did something during the last adventure or whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's not why I, no.
Yeah.
That makes me sound bad.
Cause you know, a good handful of them are into, like, QAnon shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know why he saved that person and not that person with his goop? It's cause he thinks that person is more valuable. And I agree. I'm like, no, I just couldn't reach.
Yeah. Ugh. I like that one. That's good.
I like it and hate it. I might be, but that's where we're supposed to be at.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Mine might be too light, but let's start with this. So you're an Avenger. You're famous. You have a huge fan base, even as a lesser Avenger, as we are. There is merch. Somehow, it always gets your info wrong. All news reports, all merchandise, all likenesses. Are always just wrong. Like, they grab the wrong person's picture to put on the news when reporting on you. They spell your name wrong. Like, the action figures have, like, melted faces that do not look like you at all.
Okay. This is a bit of a sidebar, but I'll come back. I swear. I had a cat one time. He was a beautiful cat. He was, like, a red point Siamese. And his name was Sinatra, because he had blue eyes, and he was a beautiful cat, and, like, you know, and I don't know if you've ever seen Red Point Siamese,
but they're kind of, like,
very white cats with very sort of orangey, reddy kind of shading on their ears and on their face. And he was a beautiful cat in person. If you looked at him with your eyes, he was just beautiful. But if you took a photograph of him.
Okay, I was wondering how you were going to wrap this back around, and thank you, Ryan, for doing
because,
it.
Just because of the way the shading on his face went, and just that getting flattened into a two-dimensional photograph, he just always looked so wrong. So it's like any picture of you, any likeness of you, your name's always misspelled.
Yeah,
I think it's also nice if they do also sometimes just put up the wrong photo. Like, they put up someone else who, like, barely looks like you. Like, you know, maybe they have the same color hair and eyes and stuff. Like, that's clearly not me.
Yeah. Like, Bait, like, Bait is spelled like Bert.
Yeah. The new Avenger Bert. No, it's Bait. It's a thing. Yeah. Bert is just a guy's name.
Yeah.
It's not my name.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, you're still getting to go on little adventures. You hang out with the Avengers. You think it's great, but, like, they're going to tease you about this. No way Iron Man doesn't tease you about.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible news coverage.
He would be insufferable.
Insufferable about it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't blame him for it because it's true. It is terrible and annoying. And,
I would add to that and say, like, the Avengers themselves get your name wrong.
Oh, right.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. It's like, meaner, but like
they forget nice who otherwise. You are. Like they're yeah. like, oh yeah, that's what you do. Right. Like, yeah, no, they're like, not mean about it. It's just like,
yeah, it just hurts deep down.
Yeah, exactly.
You have once or twice been left behind when they flew away in the Quinjet.
Sure. Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Like every other week I get abducted, you know, because that's my job.
Yeah.
But there's always that 12 or so hours while they're crossing the Atlantic where I'm not really sure if they're going to show up this time.
Like, you're sure you called them, right? You called the right number to tell the Avengers I was captured, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they didn't know. No, no. They sometimes call me Bert. I know my name is Bate, but can you try calling them back and say Bert was captured? Maybe they'll understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's three costs. Let's go through them again for the audience. All right. So we have, you are a danger to your family. Mm-hmm. So if you're being around your family, you're inviting a possible villain attack. You have the worst fan base ever, just incredibly toxic. Mm-hmm. And they speak on your behalf, or just people get all the details wrong about you constantly. Even the Avengers themselves. Which of these do we think is closest to balance?
I think I like the fan thing. Because I don't think I would... Yeah, like, I mean, well, no, I think it's the most balanced. I don't think mine is balanced. Like, I think... Like, I would never take a deal that's like, I could hang out with the Avengers, but every time I saw my family, they could possibly die. Like, I don't think... I wouldn't... I think that's too extreme.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, I guess. I mean, I've been a while without my family, but yeah, if I had to go back and putting them at risk of death is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And like, not a normal death too. It'll be some sort of weird space alien death that could be extra bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like it could be, you know, that creepy guy from Infinity War who jabs Doctor Strange with needles and stuff. And I don't want that for them. So.
Yeah. Get melted from the inside or something.
Yeah, like, exactly. Ah,
sorry, Luke. I mean, I'm
not worth it.
Just wanted to hang out, man. Have a beer. Didn't want you to get inside outed.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the fan one is pretty balanced.
Yeah, I think mine might be too light because honestly.
Yeah, and I feel like even in the, I think it would depend on what your job was. But if your job was to say be like a distraction to like be kidnapped and stuff. People never being able to recognize you or get the details about you right might actually work in your favor.
That's true.
So it's just other people getting kidnapped on your behalf by accident.
Yeah, that would be terrible. And then I would feel very bad about that. But yeah, the danger to the family thing, I think, is it would be too easy to walk away from that.
Yeah.
It would be too easy for me to go like, oh, never mind, then I don't want to be an Avenger.
Yeah. Especially if I didn't get cool powers out of it.
Exactly.
If they were like, you can fly, but your family might die. I mean, that's
it. You got access to gadgets. We're going to say gadgets.
Yeah.
If you could like generate a time loop or something, like,
that's true.
Maybe then you could think about it, but like, yeah, just a good singer. Nah, that's not enough.
No, that's not enough.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think mine's too light. Cause I feel like I've had jobs where everyone forgets who I am and my name and stuff. And like, I already don't think I'm worthy of being an Avenger. So it's like, I can take that. Yeah. Like, that's fine.
Ain't fair.
The cool kids don't remember my name. That's fine. I get it. Right. I'm just the goopy guy.
You're the goop guy.
I know that what I do is important. Minimizing collateral damage. And I find my own value in it. And I'm just happy to be here and part of the team.
Yeah.
And so I think I would take that with ease. So I think you're right, Ryan. The most balanced cost here is having a toxic fan base because you don't want to, but they do represent you. And you've got to constantly wonder, like, what am I doing to encourage them?
Yes.
Sure, but it's also not too light because, like, you know, the properly motivated ones could do some legitimate damage.
Yeah. I think Marvel is definitely a world where just normal people will occasionally form terrorist cells
yeah.
or or, you know, yeah, like.
And they'd probably use like masks of your face to rob banks and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
I don't like that's that.
And, you know, you can't say, you can say that they don't represent you, but I mean, where's that line?
I mean, I don't think I would blame presidents for every bank robber either, but
no.
Because they sometimes wear presidents' masks, but eventually, yeah, some of the stuff they're saying, some of the stuff they're doing is going to feel like it traces back to you, or at least people are going to think it does.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, you've got to deal
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
I don't like people speaking on my behalf that way.
No, but I think I would, I don't know. I feel like I would still take it to save the world,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've got to balance. Is this thing I really don't like, this thing that makes me feel icky on the inside?
Yeah.
But isn't my fault. Is it worth the amount of good I could do?
Yeah.
Joining the Avengers and having my special role.
Yeah. Because you know that like you'd lose a lot of friends over this, right? Like, I mean, no matter how much you protested that, like, the evil racist Nazis or whoever your fans are, don't, you know, you're not doing anything to encourage them or they don't represent you. Like, so a lot of people aren't going to believe you.
Hmm.
So yeah. Like there's, you know, it could lose you a lot of people.
I don't think it would lose me any of my like real friends who know me, but like acquaintances.
Yeah.
Are gone. Yeah.
And you probably endure a lot of like street harassment and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was probably going to get some street harassment just being named Goopy, but
that's true.
Like more valid street harassment.
That's true. I would probably make fun of you.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Bart actually does sound pretty cool as a superhero name.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, then let's make our final decision. This is the offer. This is the cost. You can become a member of the Avengers. You get some tech to help you out in your own special little no superpower role. But you have an absolutely toxic fan base that people sometimes ascribe their views to you. Would you take this? Ryan, it was your wish. I'm going to ask you first. Yes or no?
I think, you know, presumably going on the assumption that my participation in the Avengers is something that could actually do some like legitimate large scale good in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe on some meta level, that is an assumption we should maybe question. But for the purpose of this exercise, assuming that, I think I would feel obligated to sort of just put up with the personal discomfort of having really toxic fans just to do that good. I think I would have to.
Okay. I know that that's got to bother you specifically a lot too. Just like knowing your vibe, you really hate, you hate toxic fans as a concept.
Yes.
Especially.
Yeah, I mean, there is a reason that this was my idea, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But yeah, for sure. But like, you know, if we're going to pretend that this thing is like real and there's like, you know, fate's hanging in the balance, like, sure. Mm-hmm. I'd probably have to swallow that for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Claire, what about you?
I think I would take it because I think in true like Bard fashion, I think I would just be positive enough that the people that mattered knew me well enough to know that they don't represent me. And I think the prospect of being an Avenger would be too cool to pass up for me.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. I agree with your arguments completely. So I think I would take it as well. So as much as this makes us all feel icky, I don't think it's quite bad enough. I think we need to.
Okay.
I think we're close.
Okay.
I think we need to turn up the dial a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do we riff on this specific thing?
I think we might. I'm gonna throw something else. I think I know how to nudge the dial a little here. So we were talking about how we got a toxic fan base, but it's not really our fault.
Okay.
What I'm going to say is the adjustment here is that we inadvertently make statements to the press that encourage our fan base. Like that's part of the cost is like whenever we're on the press, we stick our foot in our mouth and say something that totally sets them off. And we're like, oh, this is my fault. I don't mean it.
Like accidental racism kind of thing?
Yeah, you like you just misspeak, and then they can fully go down a rabbit hole and interpret it. And you're like, I didn't mean it. But then it's like, oh, it's too late. Captain America's covered your mouth and moved you off camera, and you can't backtrack it. And they know you didn't mean it, but you're just constantly saying stuff.
Right. Yeah. You're always just sort of like, no, but some of my best friends. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Like, you know, we did a lot of good work here cleaning up the city from its filth. I don't mean the people that we killed by accident.
Right.
And it's too late. And like, so then they're got all these talking points about how you purposely killed the homeless and it's good that you did it.
Right.
You're like, oh.
Oh, boy. Ryan, does that change your opinion?
So what we're sort of altering this to is that yes, you're a functional and useful member of the Avengers, but you're just like a PR optics nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And also, like, again, you are encouraging a toxic fan base too. Like, they might actually cause some trouble because of it. Probably not as much trouble as you're solving as an Avenger, but they're probably doing a little bit of mischief here and there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that makes it harder.
That was the idea.
Yeah, no, so like, well done. I'm not really complaining, but... man. Because, yeah, like, okay, so... Yeah, I still have to say yes, because I just did this whole speech. That was very much so. I just did this whole speech that was very much sort of like, oh, sure, it would be uncomfortable for me, but I would be able to do so much good. So, like, to go back on it now just because it's a bit more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be bad optics. So, actually, that would be very in keeping with the news.
With having the wish on you. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I am going to back down from it, because here is my stance. I think it's more important for me on a personal philosophical level to do less harm than it is necessarily to do good. I just don't want harm to be my fault. And I feel like this would be me doing harm. And I can't sit with that. Mm-hmm. That hurts me more than knowing that, like, yeah, but on the balance, I do more good. No, I am doing harm.
Yeah.
And I can't sit with that.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I think I would say no as well, just because I can't stand it when people are mad at me.
Yeah.
It truly bothers me, and it makes me feel really bad and stressed, and I don't like it. And so, and I feel like if we're looking at my contributions to the Avengers, I feel like out of the three of us, I am the least important.
You could be replaced with a really well-programmed iPod Nano or something.
That's going on my website. It's my resume right there. But yeah, so I feel like in terms of contributions versus me feeling bad, I feel like that tips the scales for me.
Okay.
I mean, well, you know, if we're going with the I could be replaced by, I think my function in the Avengers could probably be replaced by a defunct Iron Man suit in my bed.
Just a number of very well-placed pillows under the sheets.
Yeah, exactly.
They're always just captured from your bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really humiliating.
Can you replace Goopy? I think Goopy is irreplaceable. He goes around and gets down his goop.
Yeah.
I guess a Roomba or something that also sprays goop. A reverse Goomba that puts goop out.
Hey, you can attach knives to Roombas. They're very effective.
All right. Well, none of us are the best Avengers, but we all at least got to spend a little time as the Avengers. Even though the cost will eventually take some of us out. But let's throw it off to the audience now. So you get to be an Avenger, but you have a toxic fan base that you keep sticking your foot in your mouth and encouraging with bad PR. I was unwilling to take it. Claire was unwilling to take it. Ryan was willing to take it. But
very
what about you,
reluctantly.
Audience? Reluctantly. Fair enough. It's supposed to be hard. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down?
Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Claire Blackwood, you can follow her on Twitter at Claire Blackwood or her website, claireblackwood.com. For more Ryan Hughes, you can follow him on Twitter at Ryan F. Hughes. Or you can follow them both at Those Whiskey Kids for their sketch duo. There's no E in whiskey, by the way. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.